According to an article, an average person has about 1,000 English words in his active vocabulary that he tends to use over and over again. And because of this, sometimes your conversation becomes so boring that you find lack of confidence in yourself while talking in public. So to solve this problem, it's very important that we keep updating our vocabulary. Hello, this is Nidhi from Urban Diaries, back with another lesson on the Urban Diaries YouTube channel. Today's lesson is all about good and advanced vocabulary. So, in today's video, I have chosen 5 of the most commonly used words and expressions in casual English conversation. And to sound even more smarter, I'll give you 5 smart and useful alternatives to use in your daily conversation instead of these commonly used words. So, let's get started. Number 1. Thank you. In our daily life, we want to thank people all the time, right? Like when somebody is giving you a compliment, or when a person reached out to you at the time you really needed his help, or maybe when you get some valuable advice from somebody. You surely want to say thanks to that person. But every time you're looking for some interesting ways to say thanks. So here we are. Here I'm telling you my top 5 favorite ways to say thank you when somebody has really done something significant for you. I really appreciate what you did. Just imagine a situation. You're entering into an elevator and the door is just about to get closed, but somebody, maybe a stranger, kept the door open for you. Or one day you are at your office table, so much exhausted and need a break. Suddenly your colleague comes up with a cup of coffee for you. Isn't it something you were really looking for? And you feel both amazed and happy at the same time for what your friend just did. Well, the best way to say thank is to appreciate the work done by that person. At that point of time, you may say, "I really appreciate what you did." You're a lifesaver. Imagine this. You're running late for your office or maybe for your coaching classes, and there is no cab and no taxi available nearby. And then suddenly, don't know from where, this person comes and offers a lift so that you can reach your office on time. At that point of time, that person is not less than an angel for you, right? So what's the best way to thank that person better than saying you're a lifesaver or you're an angel? I really owe you one. This one is my favorite. So you had this project or assignment to submit and you almost crossed the deadline. But your friend at work stayed with you and helped you in completing this project. Hence you could submit your project on time. That's great. You just got out of a difficult situation and all thanks to this person. So just saying thank you is not enough. You should say, "I really owe you one. Thanks for staying with me. Next time if you need help, I've got it." Next one. You're a peach. Thanks for your help. Let me tell you guys, this one is a very informal way to thank somebody. So please don't use this one when you are dealing with somebody professionally. But yes, you can use this one with your near and dear ones. A peach is a very delicious fruit. So when you say somebody you are like a peach, you mean to say that he is as sweet as a peach, which is also used to compliment a sweet, highly valued and highly desired person. So when you think that somebody is very important and kind at the same time, you may call them a peach. Now, how do you respond when people wish you a very happy birthday or maybe congratulate you on your success? Just saying thank you is very old-fashioned, so we can make it interesting by adding some sparkle into that. So you can say thanks a bunch, thanks a million, thanks a ton, or just thanks a lot. Guys, do let me know in the comment section which expression do you mostly use out of these 5. Let's move on. Our next word is I am sorry, which is used by every single person on this earth. In any language, these 2 words are very common and highly used. But this word sorry tend to be overused in English. Let me give you 5 alternative smart phrases which will convey your apologies more sincerely. Also, at last, I'll share with you 1 bonus expression, so stay tuned. My apologies. Tell me, how do you avoid a situation when somebody invites you to a party and you are not interested in going to that party? Let's try this one. Imagine somebody asks you for a help but you are busy, maybe in a meeting or somewhere, so you are not able to help that person. How would you express your regret at not being able to fulfill a request? So you may respond by saying, "My apologies. My apologies, I wasn't available that day. My apologies, I couldn't attend the meeting. I didn't mean to." So when you say "I didn't mean to," you are informing someone that you regret for something wrong you did or said to him. And if you're an outspoken and always tend to hurt other people's feelings with your bad mouth, intentionally or unintentionally, believe me, you need this phrase badly. It was my fault or my mistake. So if you spill a glass of water on somebody's dress, you might use this exclamation of chagrin for your mistake. My bad, the most trendy expression. So my bad is a slang expression used to claim responsibility of a deed. So if you bump someone on street, you can say my bad to just let them know that you acknowledge your fault. And remember, my bad should only be used in casual speech or among your friends. So it's not a formal expression, guys. Now this is the time for the bonus expression as I promised. So the next one is mea culpa. This is a Latin phrase. Nowadays people use mea culpa to apologize or take responsibility for their wrongdoings. So you might see this phrase in newspaper a lot. You also can use this phrase to apologize for misinformation or to retract a statement that you made in error. Number 3. You're welcome. So thank you, I'm sorry, you're welcome. These are some common phrases that we tend to use over and over again. Now let's look at 5 new phrases that you can use instead of saying you're welcome. Recently I made this video on the topic different ways to ask how are you and interesting ways to respond. If you want to watch this video, you may click on this I button. The first expression is anytime or no problem. When you offer a helping hand to somebody, they obviously say thanks to you. And saying you're welcome every time doesn't look appropriate, so you can say anytime. That means that you're anytime ready to help them. Or you can say no problem, that means helping them didn't trouble you, so you're happy to help them. My pleasure or just pleasure. Many times it happens to us that we really enjoy helping someone. In that case, you can say my pleasure. That means you had a great time helping that person. He can ask for your help again without any second thought. It was nothing. Now this phrase shows your nobility and kindness. It's the way of saying that what they are thanking you for was no extra effort and you're happy to help them. So they shouldn't worry about thanking you. I'm happy to help. A very sweet and humble way of accepting somebody's thanks. I'm happy to help. You can even use this phrase formally. Next, no big deal. Hey, it's no big deal. Again, another self-deprecating one, like it was just nothing. No extra effort have been put to help you. So, no big deal. When English is not our first language, we tend to make some common mistakes in our daily conversation. I would highly recommend you to watch this video so that you don't repeat those mistakes. Alright, now let's see the next common expression. Another commonly used phrase, I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired of doing work, but I'm also tired of using tired so many times. So let's look at 5 alternative ways of expressing your tiredness. I'm dead on my feet. Look at this phrase, isn't it catchy? Now let's look at a situation, alright? You have been working all day and you want to tell your friends that you are so exhausted that you can't go to the party. How would you say this? You may say, guys, please carry on with your plan. I'm dead on my feet, so I can't come. Great. So how have you put it? You didn't say that you are tired, but you've used a new phrase. I'm dead on my feet. Let's see the next one. I'm wiped out. Let's say you have been given a presentation standing the whole day and now you're going home and you'll have to face your parents. How would you respond? You may ask them, please can you make a cup of coffee? I'm completely wiped out. That means you're expressing how tired you are and you just want to sit and do nothing. Completely drained out. This is just another basic way to say that you are tired. You can use this expression in any situation and it is quite similar to I'm wiped out. So this is a great expression to tell others that you are tired and you need space. This phrase is used a lot by native speakers. Exhausted. I'm exhausted. Another fancy word to use in place of tired. When you just want to express someone how tired you are, I mean your muscles are aching, your head is in pain, and you ain't interested in talking to anyone, you can always say I am exhausted. Alright, let's see the last one. I am spent. Another fancy word. This means that I've spent all my energy in today's work. Now I am tired. I'm spent. Number 5. I'm bored. I'm bored is the most common word we use in our daily conversation. Have you got bored of using the word boring? Here I'm giving you 5 alternative words that you can use instead of the word boring. I'm bored out of my skull or I'm bored out of my mind. So your friend and you're watching a movie, and then your friend asked you if you're enjoying the movie so far, which you're actually not because the movie is very boring. So what would you say to express your feelings? You may say, "I'm bored out of my skull." It shows that you're extremely bored and the movie is also very, very boring. Ho-hum. So ho-hum is a very new and trendy word which can replace your boring word, and you can use ho-hum when you want to say that something is not interesting or surprising in any way. For example, if you're watching a performance, you can say that it's a very boring performance. Instead of saying boring, you can say it's a ho-hum performance. See this one. Creating special effects can transform a ho-hum action film into a Hollywood blockbuster. It is as interesting as watching the paint dry. Very sarcastic one. So your friend asks you if you enjoyed the morning speech in the assembly today. You may say that it was as interesting as watching the paint dry. So obviously watching the paint dry is not at all interesting. So sarcastically you are saying that you were bored. Uneventful. So you had a very long day and you did nothing significant. You may say you had an uneventful day, means nothing meaningful happened. So a fancy word to use in place of boring. Now the last word, which is very interesting, humdrum. Well, anything that you can call humdrum is so severely lacking in variety and excitement that it's sure to make you hum and drum your fingers out of boredom. So those who wake up in the morning, eat their breakfast in a hurry, travel by train, reach their office and come back home in evening are pretty much living a humdrum life. So you may say that I seem to be leading a humdrum existence. Guys, now you've learned some amazingly new expressions. So after today, I know for certain that you'll not use these 5 common expressions in casual English conversation and you'll have an advanced English vocabulary. I'll sign off here and be back with a new topic right here on my YouTube channel, Urban Diaries. Till then, happy learning!